So good morning, Chom Noh.
Good morning. Chum Riep Sua. This is the way greeting in Cambodia, say Chum Riep Sua.
Chom Noh, it really is wonderful to be able to bring you to Stirling Baptist Church and have you share with people this morning. So you spoke to many of the church, I think about 3 years ago now, but it was in the Family Life Centre, I think. So hands up if you were there that day and you heard some of Chom Noh's story, right? So there's one or two folk who've heard your story before, but not everyone has. So we'll be around after the service too, so people can approach you at the tea and coffee time and ask you questions, can't they? I can testify. Chom Noh's a very friendly man. He will more than happily chat afterwards. But for those who were there that day at the Family Life Centre 3 years ago, you would have heard an amazing story. Chom Noh lived through the very difficult years of the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia and spent time in a prisoner of war camp and also time later in a refugee camp. And really had got himself to a point where the war was over, the conflict was over, he was happily married with a family, settled in Phnom Penh, had a good job with UNICEF, and he had become a Christian. And really, this felt like a time when actually most of us would think, well, this is my kind of reward, if you like, for everything I have come through. But then a trip up to the border with Thailand, to Phoi Phet, where he witnessed the suffering of children in that part of Cambodia. He witnessed children being trafficked. That really put a call of God on his life. And he left everything, sold his house, convinced his wife, took some convincing, didn't she?
Yes.
I believe when we were sharing your story yesterday, he said, my wife said, you've got to be kidding. when he said he wanted to sell everything and move to Phoi Phet and start the work of Cho. But you really felt it was a call of God in your life to do that. And I think that's what's so tremendous about Chom Noh's story, is that this is somebody who heard from God. And when God said to do something that seemed to go against common sense and against anything you would do, Chom Noh acted on it. He followed and obeyed God and did exactly what he had been asked to do. And very much when you see the scale of Cho's work, you see what Chom Noh and his wife started with and what they're at now, you can't help but realise this truly is a thing of God. Because Chom Noh, you started Cho back in 2002?
Yes, 2002.
2002, and it was yourself and your wife. How many staff do you have now?
Now we have 85 staff. Before we have 100 staff, but we want to shape the Cho and do not want to see the community rely on Cho. We want to see the community rely on the church. So that's why we want to reduce Cho staff, but we want to plant more church in community.
Want to plant more church. That's a bit what we were sharing about earlier, about Cho's new direction going forward, is to make sure the work goes out into the communities and runs from there. Now, Chom Noh, when you were last here too, and you were in the Tier Fund Scotland office, we asked you, we said, what's your vision for the next few years? And you said you had a vision of 100 churches up and down the border with 100 pastors in them. What figure are you at now? How far into this vision are you?
You know, like that, every time we need to think what we do, not rely on ourselves, but always we just trust the Lord. And year to year, God give the wisdom and guide the way. And from now, we have 50 church that we work alongside with Cho. And our dream, not just only 100, we want to see the village on the long border, each village have church. Because we want to see the church play a big role, helping respond to the issue in the community. Because trafficking, poverty, every year people give a lot of food, but still a lot of problem. And we spend time with the Lord God. How can we help this country? Because during my age, when I grew, a lot of fighting, a lot of war, and no peace. And now God opened the door for Cambodia. And we want to see the church play a big role in Cambodian village. The vision of Cho, that God give the vision of Cho to helping more people in Cambodia to know Jesus. Because year before the war, Cambodia, the Buddhists play a big role. The monk, they learn a lot and helping the community. But after the war, this role destroyed. And the monk, they not learn a lot, they're not helping more people. And then when we start work in community and we share the gospel, we send staff come to village from house to house, meet people, pray, encourage, counseling. Village have no water, we drill well, provide clean water. Every day people go to buy food from Thailand. We teach people to grow more vegetable. So they learn and then they start to practice. The vision of Cho want to see the church in Cambodia helping the people. So to helping church grow strong and people able rely on church in Cambodia, Cho's role include our brother sister from Sterling Baptist come to join, take the skill, teach our national staff, and our national staff go to the village, teach the church leader and the church elder. They have enough capacity helping the community. Recently, there's a lot of problem regarding climate change. The climate change caused poverty, trafficking, domestic violence. Why? When people planting more crop, but there's no rain. Every year, the water underground keep dry and dry and dry. And every day, people keep migration to work in Thailand. When we go to the village, we see a lot of young children at home, and their parents always work in Thailand. And to helping the church respond, where children go, if there is no parent in there, children easy to trafficking. The trafficker easy come to the village and convince the children away from home. The climate change make the people poverty. The poverty, the family let the children go to work, let the children go find food. So on behalf of Cho, I would like to say thank you to Sterling Baptist. Always keep Cho in prayer. We need more prayer. Without prayer, nothing happens. Every year, Cho and its staff do not know how to do in the next year, but we trust to the Lord. The Bible say on Matthew 19:26, there is impossible for the man, but for God everything possible. That this Bible verse encouraged me and Cho. Every day before we go to work, we spend at least 30 minutes with our among the staff, pray and study His word, try to understand God's heart, how Cho able to serve Cambodia, the next generation, helping to rebuild the country.
That's a wonderful snapshot of what life is like as part of Cho there, Chom No. And a wonderful example too, that the strength is the local church, that, you know, what you're going to be able to achieve through that. Interesting too to hear you speak about climate change. I was sharing with Chom No yesterday, we were saying he must have brought the sun from Cambodia, because I think it was declared this week we've officially had the wettest winter on record. And we know that that happens as a result of a change in climate, but you have the opposite problem in Cambodia, that you don't have enough rain. Yeah. And that in turn, it's the sort of thing we think, well, how does climate change affect trafficking? But it does, because as climate change affects what crops people are able to grow and limits harvest, then that in turn puts people into deeper poverty and means people have to go elsewhere and seek jobs. So it's all connected. It really is truly holistic. Chom No, we have such a sense that you are a man of God, and that we know that you really do live by these words. And it's so interesting to hear you use that verse with man, nothing is possible. With God, nothing is impossible. That was actually a Bible verse I read this morning. I'd love to hear a little bit more about your heart for God then, and a little bit more about how you rely on the Bible. So let me ask you, who is your favorite Bible character? What character in the Bible do you look to for encouragement and inspiration?
Seeing like I have two things, like one Gideon, he you know, like when I read all Gideon about how to helping the people reach out the gospel. That means everywhere the people involved with Gideon, they try to give more people about hope, because people, they live without hope, and they have food, but they eat today and tomorrow they need to work hard to find food. But the more we fulfill the people about God's word, like the Bible, Colossians chapter 5, verse 22 to verse 25. So the fruit of spirit, like bring joy, hope, mercy, love to the people. In Cambodia during the war, and people not trust to each other. Everybody just working selfish. But because the Jesus, so Jesus can bring people come together. Where are we working? Where Cho working? There is former refugee camp, former Khmer Rouge village. During the Khmer Rouge, they killed more than 2.5 million people were killed during the Khmer Rouge. 3 years, 8 months, 20 days. A lot of people, almost half of the population in Cambodia during that time were killed. And when start show, so we are called by the Lord to serve the people who killed their own nation. And most of my friends said, Chumno, why you go to start a ministry in Khmer Rouge village? I said, because Jesus. Without Jesus, I cannot forgive, because during that time, a lot of my relatives and part of my family were killed during that time. But Jesus said, He gives love to you. You need to share your love to the neighbor. He gives hope to you. You need to give hope to other people. So, everything we trust the Lord, keep trust, keep pray. Keep study His word and try to understand the word, His word, how He called to do. So I like the Nehemiah. Because every time I read and try to understand and try to share to among our church management committee, because every time I spend more time with the Lord than working in the field, because I want to try and stand and try to helping the Cho staff understand how God calling us to serve Cho and to serve Him in community. So Cambodia during the war, a lot of damage. And Nehemiah is the one who be in my heart and try to understand how God calling him to serve. That means Cambodia damage. We need to rebuild Cambodia. And first time I said, how can I rebuild? Because I do not have enough capacity. I do not have enough resource. I only one, just small, very small in Cambodian society. But God said, you serve big God. So nothing impossible for human, but there are many things possible for Jesus. This word encouraged me. So I try to understand Nehemiah. So try to bring to all people, all leader, give them the word of God. Let them take to the village, share, planting more people, build peace in community. To helping the community, to helping rebuild country in Cambodia, we need to start from the children. Today, there are the children who walk on the street. Today, there are the abandoned children. Today, those children risk on trafficking. But if we helping them go to school, so connect them to Jesus, one day, they become the leader in Cambodia. They could help more children, more community, build their own country. The country, my dream I want to see, the children that Cho work alongside, maybe one of them become the prime minister. Because their life very pain, very suffer. But one day they have opportunity connect to the Lord and to be leader. They will care the children. They will care the poor. They will care the widow. Because when I was young, my life so suffering. I do not have enough capacity to do other things. Go to school, working very hard. Cannot have money to pay more school, good school. But I study through the Word of God. Every day He built me hope. He built me the vision. Because Him at Cho, we communication to the police, teaching to the border army, teaching to the village leader, teaching to the church leader, teaching to the public school teacher on the long border of Cambodia and Thailand, how to keep children safe, migration, and keep the children do not crossing the border illegally. Everybody in Cambodia need to keep the children go to school. Without God, I cannot connect to those people. But with God, every year, we helping training more police, more army, more village leader. And we have good friends with them. The first time I meet with those people, they said, their role, carry gun, fighting with the people. Why you teach me how to take care of children? But after the learning, a lot of the police and the army children been trafficking. In Cambodia, the police, the army at the border, they haven't received enough education. And they do not have enough time to take care of the family. Those children cannot go to school. Every day, they just crossing the border. So I like the idea. I like to see the image, Nehemiah, on Cho ministry. So build, rebuild the country through the village, through the children. Today, the children, one day, they become the leader of Cambodia. So again, thank you to Baptist, Sailing Baptist. Not just only pray, not just only finance, support finance, but also send the skilled people come to alongside with you. Because we do not have enough skill, do not have enough capacity. So Kat and her team come last time, helping teaching our staff and try to working alongside together to fulfill God's vision in Cambodia. Nothing happened without prayer. Nothing happened without God.
That's wonderful to hear, Chom Noh. And I think Nehemiah is a great, great example, isn't it? To sort of look at the idea of rebuilding and rebuilding a strong Cambodia and doing it through the children. Thank you for sharing that with us. I know that those who heard your story 3 years ago heard some of your own personal testimony about how you became a Christian. Because as we said earlier, the church in Cambodia is very, very small. And naturally, many Cambodians are Buddhists. Buddhism is the dominant religion. But as you explained earlier, you said that the monks don't always work in the best interests of the people. I think I would love it, actually, if more people could hear the story of how you came to know Jesus, because there is something truly quite special about it, and you were left in no doubt, were you? So would you just share with us some of how you became a Christian yourself?
Thank you. My dream, I want to be a doctor. Sometimes our dream, our personal dream cannot, but we need to rely on God. After 19, 1983, because in Cambodia a lot of fighting, and every day people die, people kill each other. And I was talking by my parent, Jumno, if you stay in Cambodia, you're going to die, because they send you to fighting. So they asked me to come to the refugee camp. In the refugee camp, everybody live with like evil soul, like they not trust to each other. I'm scared to live in the refugee camp. So I try connect to the Buddhist temple. I want to be a Buddhist monk during that time. Every night I spend time with the chief of the monk, and he teach me about Buddhist scripture. I want to be a Buddhist monk. If I become a Buddhist monk and I can learn more, then I can study more about medical, my dream become true. So every night I spend time with chief of the monk, learn more about scripture. Every day, I go to work in hospital. I'm not doctor yet, just health worker, small health worker. Because during that time, not many people work in hospital. One hospital, only 15 staff, Cambodian staff, and some foreigner doctor. Because everybody work business make more money. Work in hospital, only $5 per month during that time. $5 per month. Do not have enough money to buy food. But I want to learn more about medical stuff, then I can come to Cambodia. I spend time with doctor. He is the pastor from United States. And every day he go to do patient history. He always take me alongside him. And he always pray for the patient. And he tried to teach me. Every time I spend time with him, I want to learn to practice my English, number one. Number two, I want to learn how to do patient history. I'm not care. I want to spend more time with him to learn from him, but not about Jesus. But he want to teach me about Jesus, teach me how to pray for the patient. Every day, before I go to work in hospital, the church nearby hospital, they teach English. So I go to learn English. Every time they teach English, they give Bible verse. Everybody need to remember all the verse that they teach. I just do, but my heart prepared to be a monk. I just learning, but I'm not care about. So they teach how to pray, they teach how to read the Bible. I just start to read, learn, but I'm not prepared myself. Spend 1 year with doctor in hospital. The same year at the church, learn English and Bible. But the same year, every night, study Buddhist scripture. One time at the church, the pastor at the church, they talk to the people who come to study English and the Bible. If somebody want to receive baptism, need 2 weeks, write your name. So most of students, they start to write the name. I'm not, because I'm prepared my heart already to be a Buddhist monk. Then I can learn more. The same day at night when I go to Buddhist temple, the chief of the monk told me, Jumno, 2 more weeks they prepare me to be a monk. At the church, 2 more weeks baptism. Temple, 2 more weeks be a monk. So even though I prepare myself, I study about Jesus, I study about Buddha, this come to my brain. I feel nervous. I keep to pray to Buddha, pray to Jesus for 1 week, keep pray and pray. I want to follow the right one, the right God. And then one time during 2 weeks, the first week, and they bombed to the camp. On that night, I was called to work in hospital. Have no time to sleep. A lot of body wounds sent to hospital. Only 2 nurses working. There's no doctor. Every night, all foreigners come to Thailand. Only Cambodian work in hospital. So around 15 body wounds come to. So 2 nurses cut. So I learned a lot. I don't know, call like a cutting hand, amplifier.
Amputation.
Yep. So maybe 200 people I do this as the nurse here, because there is no doctor at night, only two nurses in hospital, and not enough medicine. Every time when they fighting at night, as soon as the army with gun carry the body wound come, and their friend very bleeding, pain, and they said, and they drank. They said, if my friend die, you die too. And two nurses do not have enough people to work, and do not have enough medicine. And sometimes they shoot around here or some between leg. They shoot because they're angry. Their friend, they cry because pain. But we do not have enough people to work a lot. So work very, very hard, very pain. But I keep pray. And on that night, I couldn't sleep. The next day, I take day off and then sleep. When I sleep, I dream. I saw the church look very bright, and saw the Buddhist temple look very dark. So in my dream, I make to follow Jesus. When I woke up, I walk straight to the church and talk with the pastor. I want to receive baptism next week. Would you write my name? So he happy, he start to write my name. After he wrote finish, I feel scared because at the Buddhist temple, they give me food, they give me accommodation, they teaching me, and they prepare robe, everything for me to be ready to be a monk for next week. I feel scared. I keep to pray to Jesus, God, if you true God, make me brave, do not afraid to tell the chief of the monk. So on that night, I feel very nervous. I cannot work anything. And my friend said, what are you doing like this? I cannot tell them. I keep praying. And then on that night, I go back to Buddhist temple. I talk with the chief of the monk. He smiled to me. He sit in there. I walk. And then he keep asking me, Jumno, are you happy to be a monk next week? So your dream to be doctor will become true. You be a monk, you learn about Buddhist scripture, also you are about to go to medical class. I speak to him, but my heart beat so fast. But I trust to God. So said, next week I'm happy, but not be a monk. And he keeps smiling to me. And he asked the same question several times. I respond the same answer. And then finally I took the Bible from my bag. This is the Bible. Next week, I am going to receive baptism. And then his face changed from no smile and get angry. And on that night, he kicked me off from the temple. I had no place to stay. And 1 week later, I got received baptism. And most of my friends stopped communication to me because they thought I follow the foreigner God. I'm happy. Next week, I'll receive baptism. I'm happy, and doctor, he very happy. So from that time, every time we go to do patient history, we pray for patient together. And every day, I go to the church, learn more about Jesus, and spend some time teaching children. So learning, teaching, cannot keep learning, keep what I learn, and spend 30 minutes every day with the children, tell children about Jesus. So happy become. Otherwise, I'm too wrong. Become a monk, I cannot get saved. I said, praise the Lord. I'm not be doctor, but I only study a medic and study medicine 4 years. But God not use me to serve like this. And instead of helping a few people, since I start show thousand people be helping. So we're helping not just only helping heal physical, the important, the compassion that God gave me, heal from inside. The Holy Spirit, bring the Holy Spirit to the people. That's made me so happy. Then become doctor.
Tom, no, thank you. That I really did want people to hear that because I think it's an incredible story of of how Jesus can use dreams to speak to you and bring you to him. And clearly God has blessed your vision and your work, or rather his vision, the work he's given you to do. So thank you so much for all you've shared with us today. Just in the closing minutes, though, we were talking about Stirling Baptist Church on the drive up here today, and you already know some of this, but I was explaining a little bit more about all the many things that Stirling Baptist Church are involved in, about your Haven project and the various outreaches and things that you have to reach people in your own community. So as somebody who is passionate about seeing the local church transform the heart of communities in Cambodia, just in your closing words, do you have any words of encouragement for Stirling Baptist Church as they continue to serve the people in their communities?
Thank you again that you give me opportunity to tell what happened. The result you pray on this side, the result you send the skilled people work alongside with Cho, the result you support Tiffan and helping Cho. There is a lot, every year, number of people transform their life. When they say transform, they mean physical and spiritual. And there is many, many village and many people, they need to know more about Jesus. So we would like to ask you to pray and to send skilled people come to teach our staff, national staff, then to about having the capacity to plan more church, to have enough capacity to teach more, the church leader to have enough capacity to respond to the issue in community. Like, they have a lot of problem with traumatized, like counseling, they have problem, a lot problem on healthcare, they have a lot of problem food, they have a lot of problem with children not go to school, they have a lot of problem children been trafficking, HIV AIDS. But if we helping through this ministry, we can respond all those things. So help people with self-help group. And because in the village, we go see the children, but to bring the old people come together, link with self-help group. It is time together. And start with self-help group, and we pray to find who are called by the Lord to be leader in that village. So ministry to helping the self-help group grow and create, make disciples. So please continue to pray more church growth in the village.
That's wonderful. I think you can rely on the people of Stirling Baptist Church to continue to pray for Cho's work. And I do hope you will have a chance to come back sometime in the future and let us know how the self-help groups and the discipleship and the alpha courses go and it grows like that. But we would just, on behalf of Chomno and myself, we would just really, again, like to reiterate our thanks for your support of Tear Fund's vision to follow Jesus where the need is greatest, and also your support of Cho and Chomno's vision to really see the communities around Poipet transformed, not just materially with an end to absolute poverty and an end to trafficking, but also spiritually as people's lives are transformed by knowing Jesus Christ. So thank you very much for inviting us along this morning and giving us this opportunity to share. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to having more conversations with people over tea and coffee. Thank you.
Thank you.